You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network, your guide to business and personal success.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to Social Media Coffee Talk. My name is Harrison Painter, and I will be your humble host for today's program right here on EPN, the Entrepreneurs Podcast Network. Whether you're that seasoned business professional or that brand new entrepreneur with the next great idea, EPN has the podcast programming to help you succeed. Are you guys ready? Let's do this. First off, Happy New Year, everybody. 2011. Can you believe it? 2011. It just sounds so, we're in our second decade of the 2000s here. Just seems so surreal, right? But 2011, we're here, right now. And this is the year that you're going to succeed or you're going to take your success to the next level. Let's do it. Let's do it together. All right. The last podcast, I hope you guys listened to it. I gave you 5 steps to better social media marketing. Let's recap that real quick. Number 1, have a well-defined plan. Number 2, have realistic expectations. Number 3, execute. Number 4, measure. And number 5, listen. What I want to expand on today for 2011, the kickoff to the new year, your road to increase revenue and profitability and customer loyalty. Number 1, have a well-defined plan. Now, this is my business. I'm out in the field every day. So I know for a fact that most of you out there, most companies, even the large companies, do not have a well-defined plan in the social media space. They just don't. I think it's still very new. People don't really know exactly what to do with it. It's evolving very quickly. And there's a lot of amateurs in the space that don't really know what they're doing, and people think they do, and they're throwing money at them, and it's just a endless circle of failure. Well, I'm here to help you guys change that. Have a well-defined plan. Now, I understand why having that plan is so difficult. You're being told you have to be on Twitter, Facebook, Gowalla, Foursquare, YouTube. What's this Ping? What's this Tube Mogul? Google Analytics, Bing, Clicky, right? All these weird platforms, weird names. What's happening? So you go on all these different social networks, set up your account, and you're completely overwhelmed. Now, maybe you have a blog and website. Maybe you don't. I would assume most people listening to this program probably have a blog and website. But even that experience, what's it going to cost me? I got a quote for $20,000, $3,000, $5,000. Here's a guy that's doing them for $500. What do I do? Well, I can tell you right now, if you guys don't have a blog website right now, call me. I'll help you. I'll get you pointed in the right direction. 317-871-1000. Call me up. My company will do it for you. We will find the right company to do it for you if we can't do it. And if you can't afford a blog or website, I will help you get on a platform where you can put one together basically for free or at very little cost to get you at least started, because you have to have that blog. And that's part of your well-defined plan. I don't want you guys building your entire business around Facebook. Facebook could change something in their terms of service. They could do a lot of things. They could shut your account down. There could be, you know, some magic button that gets hit and wipes things off. At the end of the day, you don't own Facebook. Facebook owns Facebook. Right? They could even go public this year. They just did a big deal, I guess, with Goldman Sachs and whatnot. So you just don't want to build everything around somebody else's platform. So you really need to own your own blog and website. So, okay, that said, most of you probably do have that already. So in this well-defined plan, I want you to commit in 2011 to a minimum of 2 blog posts per week. And I want those blog posts to be released around the same times every week. So pick Monday and Wednesday, Tuesday and Thursday, right? Monday and Thursday, whatever it is that makes you comfortable, let's create that consistency with your content. Now, one thing I hear out in the field all the time is, I don't know what to write about. I just don't have it in me to blog. Well, I'm here to tell you that is the biggest bunch of malarkey I've ever hear out of people. And here's why. You're running a business or you work for a company. You're industry leaders, you're experts in your field. You've worked hard to get where you're at. You have so much content inside of you. Let it out. Let it out. And here's one of the biggest problems. I had this problem. This was a huge problem for me at the beginning. Don't worry about being too elementary. Don't. It might seem elementary to you. Remember, you're a leader in your field. But to somebody else that has no expertise with what you do, they don't know anything about your industry, they need 101 training. You don't want to speak above their heads. You're not going to attract new people by speaking above them. So you can do all kinds of content on the 101 level. Help those people that need help. Bring them in to your network. Do you really want to attract a bunch of peers? I don't think they're making you more profitable. Right? Why are you going to surround yourself with a bunch of your peers? That's great for collaboration. That's great for coming up with new ideas and making your industry as a whole better, but that's not attracting those new customers that are going to swipe that credit card, buy your product or your service. So you don't have to talk like this really high-end expert that has to impress everybody. Get back to basics. Give those customers, those prospects, the information that they're hungry for. They don't know what you know. Share it with them. So there's your well-defined plan. So come up with these little concepts, you know, the 5 steps to buying a house, right? The 5 things to look out for when buying a new car, the 5 steps to picking out restaurant equipment. We could go on and on. So that is your plan, your well-defined plan right now for your blog. Now, time. You should be able to write a blog post. Let's give you an hour, right? 45 minutes to an hour. So you write 2 blog posts. There's 2 hours at most, right? Put those in WordPress, set the timer, have them go off for Tuesday and Thursday. So I got you 2 hours in to this well-defined plan. Now let's go over to Twitter. Okay, on Twitter, I want you on 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes at night. I don't want you focused on 100,000 followers. Those numbers don't matter. What good is 100,000 non-targeted people that don't care about anything that you do or you say? It's worthless. What if you had 100 people always reading your content, always engaging with you, always asking you questions, always buying your products or services or referring other people. 100. Seems like a small number in the social media world, but if you had that 100 active, engaging, crazy, raving fans, you would have more business than you know what to do with. You really would. But most people don't focus on that. They focus on 10,000, 20, 50, 100,000. I've got to have all these numbers. We think it looks impressive. We think it makes us look credible. And at the beginning, yeah, maybe it did, but none of us really knew what we were doing. We really didn't. It was an ego thing. It was a credibility thing. But now the smart ones, the people that have really figured this out, understand that it's not that quantity that's important. It's that quality that's important. So on Twitter, 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes at night, I want you to follow 20 or so people. Target those people, right? Look at the hashtags people are using. Follow that hashtag that's very active, that might fit within your industry or your target demographics. Find people on the local level, Twello and things of that nature, Twello.com. Find people in your local market. Go to local tweet ups, right? Look on Eventbrite.com. Look on Twitter. Find those tweet ups happening in your city and friend those people that are there, that are going, that are active. Maybe the local sporting events, right? NFL, right now is the playoffs. So if any of your customers meet that demographic, look for Pound Colts, Pound Pats, you know, New England Patriots, Pound Jets, wherever you're at in the country, look for those sports teams, active people in the space. It's one idea. 30 minutes. What I want you to do is maybe put out a motivational quote, what it is that you're doing today, right? We're going to share that link to your website. We're going to get that in there, right? We want to drive some traffic. Put a little personality, maybe tell a joke, but you are a professional, right? So let's keep it clean. Let's keep it professional. You want to put some personality in. But look, all this talk of authenticity all the time can be a little off. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be authentic, but if your authentic self is telling dirty jokes or cursing or being sexually explicit or any of those type of things, then you don't want to be authentic in your business world, right? You want to save that stuff for your little private things in the home or at the party with your friends or whatever, but you want to separate that from the business world. Okay? Be a professional at all times. Social media space is not a frat house. Okay, so let's not treat it that way. We're always on in 2011. We are always representing ourselves, our businesses, and our companies. And a lot of people forget that. Have that well-defined plan. Keep it in check. Okay, so now, 30 minutes early, 30 minutes late, you followed 20 people, you've tweeted what you're doing, you've tweeted a quote, you've shared that link. That's it. We're going to move over to Facebook. Okay, you're going to share that link. You're going to do the same thing over there. You're going to share a couple of pictures maybe of your office, what you're doing, what your product is, you're having fun, your dog, having coffee, the restaurant you ate at tonight, right? We're going to put some personality over there. So just do a couple of quick posts over on Facebook. Every networking event that you go to, ask people if they're on Facebook. And after you physically meet them, friend them. Have them friend you. Your customers. Find out if they're on Facebook. Make sure to friend them. Connect with them on Facebook. Keep those touches going. So important. Do you realize how much money people have spent in the past to keep touches with their past customers? Direct mail, phone calls, Christmas cards. A lot of work. now we have Twitter and Facebook where you can touch these people every day. Keep you and your business always in the back of their heads. And it doesn't cost a lot of money. So basically, I have just given you about a 10-hour-a-week marketing plan. Right? 30 and 30, 5 days a week. There's 5 hours. Couple hours on the weekend. That's 7 hours. I know you're going to dilly-dally a little bit. And, you know, of course I want you to have a little bit of fun. So you might throw a couple of more hours in there. So you're only at 9 or 10 hours throughout your week. That's all that needs to be spent here. Build up that following. Now, in the future, we'll talk about your mobile devices and using this as a customer service tool and being more real time and doing all that. But look, the fact is, most of you out there are not Dell. You're not Apple. You're not Comcast. You're not, you know, these big, huge companies that have this thousands of people asking questions all the time. So really, it's a waste of time to do that at this stage of the game. So let's keep those time frames together and this well-defined plan, and you are going to start seeing results. Now, I already know what you're going to ask me. How is this leading to profitability? How is this leading to this, that, or the other, customer loyalty, and all that type of thing? Well, you've been in the space without a plan, so really you're almost starting back from square one. Now, the good news is you made a lot of mistakes, and you've learned from these. Right. And now that you have the plan, you're going to see things happen. So this next 30 days, the month of January, I want you guys to commit to me these two blog posts a week. That 30 minutes in the morning and in the afternoon on Twitter and Facebook, keeping that balanced content out there and sharing that link. But you share that link, that blog post with some personality. Right? We don't want you spamming, but with some personality, then you are going to start seeing more results. So let's do it. Let's make 2011 the most successful year ever. Ever. Let's do it. All right. Well, that's it for me today. This has been Social Media Coffee Talk. My name is Harrison Painter. I'm always here for you guys. Twitter at Harrison Painter, Facebook Harrison Painter, coffeewithharrison.com, lockersmash.com. I'm all over the place, everybody. Google me. I'm always here to help you. We're going to succeed. We're going to make it happen. And 2011 is going to be the best year ever. Let's do it. All right. My name is Harrison Painter. This has been Social Media Coffee Talk, EPN, the Entrepreneurs Podcast Network. We'll see you next week. Love it.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information anywhere at any time? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network in our EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on the go on EPN.